In life, there's nothing quite like falling in love. It can be as exhilarating as it is heartbreaking. It can make everything else seem insignificant. And it's the love of the game, combined with skill, that can find you drafted into the NFL.
I fell in love with football when I was about 5 years old, playing in the neighborhood. We used to always play this game called Throw Up Tackle. And when I first started playing that game, I knew I wanted to go to the NFL as a little boy.
I first started playing football when I was, about five or six. I played Little League, Pee Wee. So I was a defensive player. I like catching picks. I made the switch to wide receiver, and I think my sophomore year, I played on varsity.
I'll go outside and I see like the older kids playing football. I'm like, you know, what are they doing out there? I didn't know what it was at the time. So, you know, started playing on the street with the boys, and then, you know, just went to school, was playing it. Everybody who was around me knew that, you know, that's what I wanted to do. So they always encouraged me.
I was very young, third grade, I think. They had me on the O-line. So, you know, and my mom eventually, through the whole season, eventually went and told them, you know, hey, he's not an O-lineman, he's a receiver. It's not like I was big or anything, I was a skinny kid. So eventually put me at receiver, and I caught my first pass. Was like a 40-yard bomb, and I caught it, and then, you know, the rest is history, just been a receiver ever since.
When I first started playing in the fourth grade, I was a quarterback. I can remember going to the head coach with my dad at the time and being like, I want to play quarterback. He's like, all right. I had a short little tryout. And from then on out until my senior year of high school, I was a quarterback. That all changed when I got to college.
Not much can prepare a rookie for the rigors and competition of being on an NFL roster. They depend heavily on the examples they're given from their veteran counterparts, and their ability to adapt can be what sets them apart from their peers.
Well, I know for the rookies, we're trying to learn everything that we can, and it's a lot. It's a lot to be thrown at us, and I mean, we're picking it on pretty fine, but we're looking forward to this season.
We're all blessed to be here, and it's just exciting. You know, Coach Jackson is a wonderful guy, wonderful coach, and, you know, expects the best for us, so we're coming in every day, heads down and working hard.
You get one move, you got to run like a son of a gun. Come on, come on. That's what you got to do. You have to. When you do that, that's when you're going to become great. I'm telling you.
It's been pretty smooth so far, you know, having a lot of veterans help you out, trying to figure things out because, you know, as a rookie, come in kind of lost. The Browns have a lot of resources when it comes to making that transition, so it's been pretty good so far.
It's an unknown thing going into the NFL. So the biggest thing that you're going to deal with is, you know, maybe times are going to get tough, lack of confidence, just a lot of the mental portion of it, studying the playbook. Those are all things that you're going to have to overcome. And confidence comes from being prepared. So that's, you know, one of the things that I'm going to be really trying to work on is just always being prepared every single day that I show up.
I'm excited most about kind of having the playbook under my belt from an assignment standpoint, and I'm excited to kind of take the next step during training camp.
Coach Sanders, he's passionate. He's been in the game a long time. He always telling us all kind of stories of the greats that he's coached and how he know how and what we got to do to win. So I'm soaking in all the knowledge that I can from him.
He's been around great players, so everything he tells me, I'm trying to, you know, pick his brain, trying to learn everything. He only expects greatness. You know, I can be blocking down the field for like 2 seconds, but hey, Coleman, hold it for 10 seconds. And I like a coach like that who's going to push me. You know, he's done a lot for me already, helping me getting better.
You know, he's been in a long time, so he knows what it takes. So whenever he says something, you know, you probably haven't heard it before, so you have to apply and you have to listen to what he's saying because he knows what he's talking about. He has a great character. He's going to make you laugh. He can see when you're down. He wants you to be lively just like he is, you know, on the field.
Coach Mora has told me that he's one of the best coaches he's ever coached with in the NFL. So I'm excited to give him my all, and I'm excited to get after it with him.
The coaches here strike a really good balance with
having very high expectations and maintaining authority and control, but at the same time being very understanding of what it's like to be a player and just coaching really well because of that.
There's no greater feeling of accomplishment and joy than a teacher to see your students get an A in the test. Oftentimes, the expertise and the experience of older coaches who've been through it quite a bit now give you an opportunity to learn a lot quicker and allows you to grow and get better in what you do. I like the idea of being a part of an organization that can go in an upward direction. And that's the excitement and joy I get out of coaching is watching a player who maybe you've given a couple of different techniques or ideas on how to improve their game, and then you look and they do that and they have, you know, some sense of success themselves.
Well, I heard training camp's going to be pretty hard. Life is hard. You just got to be willing to do everything and just be on the field wherever I can be at.
You know, coming into this offense, is, you know, it's not easy to learn, so you're going to be out there with your head spinning sometimes. You know, even though you study a lot, you might go out there and forget something. Collectively as a group, we got to work together and just make everybody look good.
I'm excited, you know, I'm excited to really dive into this professional life, you know, in all aspects, you know, and just really help the change and get after it.
You know, everyone's so willing in there to help each other. I think it's pretty special because I don't think that's not a lot of organizations like that, but the vets in there, they're amazing. They help us if we didn't know what to run or what play. You know, they're not selfish at all. It's all about the team. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of a team just like that.